Good morning, this is Peter and Maya with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, lawyer Michael Boscher pleads not guilty to fraud and falsifying records before the Brisbane Supreme Court. The prosecution alleges the lawyer took payments in cash to hide income from creditors, and Crown Prosecutor Greg Cummings says a witness will testify to paying Boscher lawyers $250,000 in cash in a shopping bag, and that's just one of 81 alleged fraudulent transactions. The trial is adjourned due to a jury issue, but it will resume with a new jury next week. We do have Zliners. What
and
else is Zliners?
Stacey Palaszczuk has announced that the Queensland government will be building 600 extra homes across Queensland as part of the federal government's $2 billion housing accelerator. Queensland received more than $398 million funding. The Queensland government aims to deliver 13,500 homes, with 80% of them outside Brisbane. Housing Peak Body Q Shelter welcomes the news.
In national news, comedian Cal Wilson is dead, aged 53, her agency says in a statement. Token artist says Wilson passed away at the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital in Sydney after suffering a short illness. Cal's generosity, talent, and friendship have been constants in the Australian comedy scene for the last 20 years, the agency says. Born in New Zealand, Wilson is survived by her son Digby and her husband Chris.
A new report associates vaping with mental health challenges in adolescents. The Australian Institute of Family Studies has released research about vaping's link to stress, depression, and anxiety. Report co-author Dr. Mandy Truong says that while the cause-effects relationship requires further research, the association between having depressive symptoms and using e-cigarettes is strong. The report calls for wider education on the risks of vaping for adolescents.
And across the Pacific, bird flu has reappeared in the United States. A farm in South Dakota with a flock of 47,000 turkeys and a farm in Utah with 142,000 turkeys reported cases of the influenza. The influenza is deadly to commercial poultry, and infected flocks are usually destroyed. Last year, bird flu cost the industry 59 million birds and cost the US government $660 million.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to our 4ZZZ.org website.